This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Iran and world powers held what they described as constructive talks on Tuesday and agreed to form working groups to discuss the sanctions Washington might lift and the nuclear curbs Tehran might observe as they try to revive the 2015 nuclear deal. European intermediaries have started shuttling between Iranian and U.S. officials in Vienna as they seek to bring both countries back into compliance with the accord, which lifted sanctions on Iran in return for curbs to its nuclear program. Former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the deal in 2018, prompting Iran to steadily overstep the accord's limits on its nuclear program, which were designed to make it harder to develop a nuclear bomb. Iran says it has no ambition to develop such a weapon. Tuesday's talks included a meeting of the remaining parties to the original deal: Iran, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia. While neither Washington nor Tehran say they expect any quick breakthroughs from the talks, both they and the EU described the early exchanges in positive terms. A resolution of the nuclear issue could help ease tensions in the Middle East, notably between Iran and Israel, as well as with U.S. Sunni Arab allies such as Saudi Arabia, who fear the possibility of Shiite-dominated Iran obtaining nuclear weapons. Militants affiliated with the Islamic State terror group kidnapped at least 19 people, mostly civilians, in a town in central Syria, according to state media and a monitor group. The abduction on Tuesday occurred after a group of Islamic State fighters carried out a surprise attack against Syrian government forces in the central province of Hama. That's according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory.